Tony Anna Ruawai joins us for a kōrero. Tony Anna is based in Te Whanganui Atara. She's a social worker and has been for the last couple of decades working for Rangatamariki and as such has taken part in a photography exhibition about the work of social workers. And Tony Anna is kindly with us for a kōrero about her brown box photographic tools and some aspects of social workers' lives. Hey, Tony Anna, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei?
Morena.
Morena, ngamihi nui kā koe te tuhine, tēnā koe. Nohe koe, Tony Anna?
Waikare
Moana. Waikare Moana, tēnā koe. Well, look, we need social workers. They do a fabulous job for the best part, but can be at times like our people Māori, eh, Tony Anna, a bit of a political football. But this exhibition's intriguing, a photographic exhibition of your work. What's the backdrop to this, Tony Anna? How did this come to be, and what were you guys asked to do with your cameras?
Well, we had people come in to take photos of kind of the story that we told, which is a part of the exhibition. The part that I played was around whakapapa, and also wanting for what I have. I grew up with my great-grandmother who raised me as a whānau and never ever saw any issues, never knew what Oranga Tamariki was, and have a whānau of my own and have had no involvement with Oranga Tamariki until I started working here. So my goal as a part of what I want to achieve for whānau that I work with is exactly what I have, to never have to be involved with Oranga Tamariki.
So I've got my wires crossed here. I thought you had the camera, but it's not really. It was people coming in photographing you at work. Tell us about this exhibition, please. How many photographs are contained? How many kaimahi does it feature? And where is it being shown, Tony Anne?
It's been shown at our national office on the terrace here in Wellington, and there were 110 kaimahi that were interviewed and had photos taken today. Their photos could be anything from taken of themselves to just items that they see as important as being a social worker, and it's such a big range of different photos, it's amazing to see, and anyone can go and view it, and it's online as well.
As I mentioned, social workers do such an amazing job, but even the term, it's a very overarching term, isn't it? Because there are areas of expertise that perhaps the description of the mahi doesn't immediately suggest. Let's just talk about your own circumstance. When they said, Tony Anna, how might we depict you as a social worker? Did you offer up an idea to the photographer or collaborate? What effectively do the pictures of you have in them?
Yeah, so the photo that I have of me and my whānau, I have one kōtino and my partner, and we also have a kuri as well. So the photo is of me walking away from work together as a whānau, and the reason why I chose that to be a part of the exhibition is because I'd like whānau to walk away from us hand in hand, happy and healthy. And I think that's what all social workers want. You know, like we are seen in a quite negative light here at Oranga Tamariki, but we all want to achieve the same things, and that's for whānau to be together in a happy, healthy way, however that looks.
And what are some of the other, and that's a neat idea, that it depicts a whānau walking away satisfied, reunited. As yours was, what are some of the other photographs of social work and workers that stick in your mind?
One that I felt like, you know, really resonated with was even just a photo of a cup of tea and some biscuits, which is, you know, something that we do on the daily. We're carrying biscuits around in our bag, or when we go to hui with whānau and sitting down and having a cup of tea with whānau just to have a conversation. It's definitely how us Māori interact with each other, you know, over kai and having a cup of tea and just having a kōrero. It doesn't always have to be about the hard stuff that we deal with on a day-to-day. Sometimes it can just be about kōwaiō and having those conversations that release some of the tensions, because we do know that we carry power with us here at Oranga Tamariki, and when we go into homes, we go in a lot of the time with a negative foot, and it's quite good to go in and just, you know, sit down and have a kōrero and let's have a chat about what it is that's going on for you and how can we help you to change that situation.
It's a great description, Tony, and even talking about a cup of tea and a packet of biscuits, it does say a lot, doesn't it? And so, you know, they say picture can be 1,000 words. So there it is, a picture of a teacup and some bickies, which is a tool of trade for many social workers. Te nākwe. You know, all the social workers I've met are very passionate about the work that they do. We've got a group of qualified social workers who work with us at the Marae here in Mangere. What is it about working in this area, and what's the most satisfying aspect of the mahi you do on a day-to-day basis, Toniana?
Well, I have a community background. I worked as a community social worker for 7 years before coming to Oranga Tamariki. I'd had a lot of... how would you put it, like a lot of negative interactions with Oranga Tamariki when I worked in the community, so I thought the best way to make a change was to come and work here myself. I felt that being here meant that I could work with whānau how I knew would work for them, because I knew it worked in the community when I worked with them. There's a lot of hard stuff that we have to talk about here, but a lot of the times it's just about, you know, like, it's being compassionate to whānau that you're dealing with. They're going through some really tough times, which is why you're there, and you just have to be able to talk with them on a level that they can understand and a level that is, you know, mana enhancing for them, because being a social worker, we, especially for Oranga Tamariki, we can often have people go in with the power that they hold and use that against the whānau, and it is definitely something that I think Oranga Tamariki is changing, and I do think that we're moving to an area where we're more community focused, where we're more about getting the community involved to help whānau instead of us moving in, removing tamariki and telling whānau they have to make change. And I think no social worker here wants to do that. None of us ever want to remove children, but it is a part of our job and it's the toughest part of our job, but we do it because we know it's sometimes the best thing to help whānau to make change, but we also try and ensure that the whānau are on board with what's going on. And those can be very tough conversations that we have, but if we have a good relationship with whānau, then we can make it all work and do it all respectfully of each other.
Well, I think it's an amazing kaupapa. The exhibition containing hundreds of photographs of depictions of the life of social workers is on at the office of Oranga Tamariki in Wellington. How long is it running for, Toniana?
I'm not actually too sure. I think it's a couple of weeks, and then they're bringing out a booklet with a lot of the stories that were told to the people doing the interview.
Ka pai. It's nice meeting you, Toniana. Thanks for all the mahi you've been doing across the years and continuing into the future. Ngā mihi.
Thank you.
Tēnā koe, thank you. That's Toniana Ruawai. She's a Wellington-based social worker for Oranga Tamariki. She's been doing that mahi for 2 decades.